This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm really looking forward to spending just a little bit of quality time with you today. And I want today's episode to be really helpful and high impact. I don't want it to be a feel-good episode. I want it to be a do-good episode, something that really makes a difference in what you do, in what you choose, in the choices you make on a daily basis, right? And how you go through the day, especially how you respond to difficult or challenging moments, which, as we know, happen all the time. And what prompted this episode is a couple of parallel conversations that have been happening in my Fat Loss Fast Track groups, in my email inbox, and also with one of my only one-on-one client. And these conversations reflect the same problem. And that is the trap of thinking versus doing. The trap of getting caught up in trying to understand your behavior, psychoanalyzing yourself. Why am I doing this to myself? What's wrong with me? What's the best approach here? Instead of the simplicity, right? The simplicity and straightforwardness of what is my next small step? What can I do now? In fact, one of my entire week challenges within the first round of the Fat Loss Fast Track is training yourself to ask and answer that question, what can I do? Instead of what I can't do or what's wrong or what I messed up, what can I do? Asking and answering that question. And we get it when we do it, but we're quick to get away from it. And this is super common to really focus on what's wrong and trying to understand why do I do this to myself? Because we love answers and we love plans and we love to understand ourselves, and it can be a real distraction. It's almost like a hobby. Let me think about it, and let me think about it some more, and let me think about it some more. We go through our days thinking about everything and not really experiencing very much because we go through life in this cloud of thought instead of just being in the moment and taking action. We hate not knowing or not understanding. But there are a couple of really major problems that come up when we are in this place of thinking or understanding instead of a place of doing, of taking action. And this is really straightforward. This isn't going to be a long episode because this isn't very complicated, but it is a place where we get hung up and we waste a lot of time and effort. So there are a couple of real problems here. First and foremost, when we are in this place of, I want to understand, what that means is that our attention isn't on the only thing that can get us to a place of progress, which is doing, action, work. Our attention isn't on that place of action. Our attention is elsewhere, on understanding, right? So when we are in this place of, what's wrong with me? I don't get it. Why do I do this? Help me understand. Our attention is not where it needs to be in order for us to evolve, right? So we're passing up a really precious opportunity. It is a chance. When we catch ourselves in this moment of like, what is wrong with me? That's a chance to make a change, and you're missing it because you're thinking your way through it instead of choosing your way through it. We're just sort of spinning our wheels. And you know how it is when you're stuck in the snow or you're stuck in the mud and your tires just spin and spin and spin and you get deeper and deeper and deeper, but you don't go anywhere? That's what we do in this place of thought that we create. But the second problem is we're really wasting time and energy. Because as I say all the time, we have a finite amount of energy and attention. And if we spend it on doing, thinking, planning, trying to understand, not doing, but thinking, planning, trying to understand, we're not doing. We're not taking action. So we're wasting that precious time and energy. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't value in understanding your behavior. Yeah, there is. But there's more value in changing your behavior. So I'm not saying you shouldn't ever attempt to understand. What I'm saying is you're going to get more mileage out of action than you are out of thought, right? You're going to get more mileage out of action than you are out of thought. But thinking is a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot easier because it doesn't really require much of us. It's not really all that tough the way that making hard choices can really be tough. And we'll call a spade here. And one of my Fatloss Fast Track clients called this out perfectly the other day. Oftentimes, that thing we're trying to figure out, we already know the answer. We just are wasting time, right? We're asking all of these questions to avoid doing the work. Because when we're thinking, it feels like we're doing something about the problem, but we're not. We're just thinking about the problem. Guys, there is a difference between thinking about the problem and acting on the problem, on overcoming the problem, right? And we think that it's this big mystery. Oh, why do I do this? Because you don't want to do the hard work. Because you're making excuses. Because it's easier to be lazy. Because change is hard and you don't feel like doing the work right now. It's not that complicated. It's certainly not as complicated as we make it out to be, right? Like I said in a very recent episode, in those moments, we're focused on what we want now, right? Or on what is wrong, on how we screwed up, instead of on what we want most. It's not complicated. We're not focusing on what we can do. We're not focusing on what we want most. So my challenge to you is this. Instead of thinking, right? Because you don't get any mileage out of that. It's not totally futile, but it's not going to get you anywhere. Instead of thinking and planning and wondering what's wrong with me, why do I do this? Simplify your mind, keep it really simple and say, what can I do now? What can I do next? Right? When you fixate your attention on why do I do this, all you are focused on is the problem. You are not focused on the solution and the opportunity to move forward. You're focused on your past behavior instead of your present opportunity. You're thinking instead of doing. On the All New Daily Motivations podcast, I don't know, last week or something, I shared that questions become answers when words become actions. So for all of you out there with these unanswered questions, why do I do this? What's wrong with me? What does this mean? How can I fix this? Questions become answers when thoughts and words become actions. So try and shift from thinking so much and trying to figure it out and trying to logic your way through the problem and instead take action. That is a much faster way. It's funny, this came up in sort of a peripheral way with my one-on-one client. She was recently sorting through years and years of clothes. She had let her spare bedroom be this catch-all for all the clothes that were too big and too small, a huge array of sizes, and she was overwhelmed. So she literally wrote to me about this process that was totally overwhelming her, sorting them by size, by season. And she was like, it's so daunting. And I just find myself feeling really paralyzed and not knowing what to do about it. And I was like, what's the problem? This isn't a nuclear arms treaty. Anything too big gets donated. Anything too small, you either love it or you don't. If you love it, keep it. If you don't, get rid of it. Period. The end. It's not complicated, right? We overcomplicate because we're thinking. And oftentimes we are thinking purely to avoid doing the work. You don't need to figure it out right now. You need to take action. You don't need to understand. You need to change. So here's the dialogue that happened within one of my Fat Loss Fast Track groups. One of my clients posted that she just returned from vacation and she had made great choices on vacation, but since she got home, she's been overeating. And she said, you know, I'm just eating whatever I want and I don't know what's wrong with me. Why am I doing this? Help. So I said, instead of wondering what's going on, how about you identify what you can do? Because you can either continue to identify with your past behavior or you can create a new behavior right now. So what's the next great choice you can make? What are you able and willing to do today? And she said, yeah, but why? She didn't want to solve the problem. She wanted to understand the problem. And I get it. We want answers. But I responded and I said, I'm just trying to help you center on the fact that you can change the behavior. And oftentimes, the learning comes through action, not through sitting and thinking. Because sitting and thinking is theory, guys. The best learning is in practice. So you might be like, yeah, but I want to understand. Okay, find that understanding in action because anything else is just theory. It's hypothetical. It's not real. Find the answer in action, right? I was just trying to help her shift and focus on how to create that insight through action. And then one of my other clients commented on the same thread. She said, I have a tendency in my business and home life to say, I don't understand. And then she said, truth is, I do understand, but it is work. Sometimes it's easier to just do nothing and tell myself I don't know what to do. Then starts the endless research and the great ideas for a solution. I remember thinking once I just need to crack the code of me, something that works for me, but no food plan or no book or no program showed up. How could I possibly do that? And then she said, well, I found it here, meaning in the fat loss fast track. Now I am making progress with my ultimate goal of losing weight and being as healthy as possible. I'm not confused. She says, I'm not confused. I need to crack the code of me. No excuses. So basically what she's saying is like, there is no book, there is no podcast, there is no solution you're going to find that helps you understand you. Only you can do that, right? Through a real approach of taking gradual action. And so often we're just delaying taking action by saying we don't know. Look, you don't have to have it all figured out. But you certainly know the next right choice you can make. I shared, I think, on Instagram very recently that there is no goal, no objective, no task too big that you can't identify and take the very first step. And so many times we don't take action because we don't know all the answers, but you don't have to. No matter how big your goal is, no matter how serious your problem is, you can always take and identify the very next step. And so that's what I want you to do. Realize that you get far more mileage from doing than from thinking. And thinking is hypothetical, it's theory. And true learning, true mastery, true understanding comes from action. So what I want to encourage each of you guys to do is recognize when you're in this flurry of thought and say, this isn't helpful. What can I do now or next? What can I do now or next? What is the next small choice I can take? How can I stop thinking and just do something that moves me in the direction of my goals? All right, before we wrap up, I just want to share an idea that I have with you guys. What I'm thinking about doing is putting together fat loss meal ideas for 100 of the top or most popular restaurants. So I think that would just be a cool resource, PDF kind of thing to put together the most fat loss friendly options at 100 top restaurants. Obviously, I live in the United States, so they'll probably be United States based restaurants, but honestly, even if you don't have those restaurants, seeing the best options, I think will be just a great resource, whether you have those restaurants near you or not, because you certainly have those menu options near you. So my request of you is this. If you like this idea, I'd love for you to go over to the show notes page at primalpotential.com for this episode and let me know what restaurants you'd want me to include in that list of 100. I would just love that. That would mean a lot to me. Hope you guys found this episode useful. And remember, you will get far more mileage from doing than from thinking. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.